540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Police arrested Morgan Geiser last night in Illinois after she ran from a Madison-area group home, cutting off her electronic monitor. Geiser served time in the high-profile 2014 Slender Man stabbing case. She was recently living under supervision and was allowed to be released from the psychiatric hospital by a Waukesha County judge. Before being arrested, Geiser was last seen Saturday night. It's reported that nearly 12 hours went by before the Department of Corrections notified Madison police that Geiser had removed her GPS monitor and left the group home. Police say she was arrested in Poston, Illinois. Greenfield police are investigating after a man was hit and killed by an MCTS bus Saturday night. It happened near South 56th and West Forest Home at around 6:45 that evening. Officers found the 61-year-old man lying on the ground with a head injury, and they tried to save him, but he later died at the hospital. Police say he was hit by a Milwaukee County Transit System bus driven by a 55-year-old Milwaukee man. The driver of the bus was not hurt and is cooperating as the investigation continues. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. A nonprofit employee in Milwaukee claims she was fired after confronting ICE officers on private property. Heather Asiambi says she told officers to leave the Milwaukee Urban Stables lot late last month and was dismissed the same day. The nonprofit says she violated volunteer policy by confronting officers without notifying staff first. County supervisors have criticized Milwaukee Urban Stables and are demanding the board investigate the incident. Two area high school football teams spent the weekend hoisting. State title trophies have come to Arrowhead and Grafton after Friday wins in the WIAA State Football Championships. Arrowhead took the Division I title with a win over defending champ Bayport. Meanwhile, Grafton claimed the Division III crown, edging out Reedsburg with a last-minute field goal. It's Arrowhead's first state title in 12 years. It's Grafton's third state championship in program history. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Packers shut down the Vikings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers over the Vikings, 23-6 at Lambeau Field. Green Bay's defense holding Minnesota to just two field goals. Quarterback Jordan Love.
It was amazing. You hold a team to 6 points, you know, it's great. And to be able to come up with so many turnovers like that, especially in the second half, it was a big-time job by everybody on the defense. And obviously, I'm not sure how many sacks we have, but, you know, they're getting after them. It's a great job by them.
The Packers play the Lions on Thursday. College football, the Badgers with a win over Illinois, 27-10, in their final home game of the year, head coach Luke Fickell.
That's what complimentary football looks like, to be honest with you. That's what I'm most proud of right now. I mean, there's nothing better than sending these seniors out of here the right way.
Women's college basketball, Wisconsin defeated Detroit, 81-63. Lily Cron, 18 points, 6 three-pointers. And the Badgers volleyball team swept Iowa. Wisconsin now 22-4 for the season. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a high in the upper 40s to low 50s this afternoon. Tonight, rain likely. We're going to drop to the upper 30s to low 40s overnight. Tomorrow, more scattered rain with a high in the upper 40s to low 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 36.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.